This weekend, a local theater company premieres a new work made in collaboration with artists from Cuba. Bienvenidos Blancos, or Welcome White People, is about Cuba's conflicted relationship with American tourists. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Alex Torre is a longtime Philadelphia theater artist, but he was born and raised in Miami. His parents are Cuban immigrants who fled when Fidel Castro came to power nearly six decades ago, and they never returned.
They had hoped that the Castro regime would fall and that they would be able to return to Cuba, but they decided to never go back because they believed that if you traveled to Cuba and spent money there, you would be supporting the government.
Torre himself never went to Cuba until a few years ago when he started to reassess his feelings about the island nation. Those complicated feelings are at the heart of Bienvenidos Blancos, or Welcome White People, opening this weekend at the Fringe Arts Building. It's performed in English and in Spanish, with both Spanish and English translated super titles. Torre traveled to Cuba to connect with theater artists there, and he found Cheryl Zaldivar, a Cuban film star and television personality. She said she agreed to be the assistant director of this project because this kind of international theater collaboration has never been done before, to connect the native Cuban experience with the experience of the generation who left.
This generation has a point of view that is very old. I mean, it has like a lot of resentment. They can see beyond that. And then Alex has a pure global side of what it is. So that's why I think it's new.
The title of the show, Bienvenidos Blancos, is sarcastic, referring to the reservation many Cubans have for selling their culture to visiting Americans, even as they welcome those tourist dollars.
When I watch that happen, I feel angry about it. It's a necessary survival interaction, the selling and...
Selling.
Bienvenidos Blancos is opening a day after an historic transition of power in Cuba. For the first time since the 60s, the country is being led by someone who is not a Castro. Torre says that won't change the play, and Zaldivar says that really won't change life in Cuba either. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.